mad scientists, those jittery geniuses who for decades have dazzled us with death rays and thrilled us with the ever-present threat of total and totally wacky annihilation. Yes, mad scientists. Some are angry, some are insane, many are both. But almost all of them have come out from their castles and their subterranean bunkers to converge here at the annual Mad Science Fair to show off the twisted fruits of another year's misguided labor to a world that shuns and fears them. Well, it looks like the fiendish Dr. Mung Mung has arrived with inimitable style.
Scratch it and you'll pay dearly, valet person.
Dr. Mung Mung, doctor, what's that you pulled up in?
I call it the catbird seat, Brian Pinhead.
Weird. And what else are you bringing to this year's competition?
Wonderments and atrocities, Brian Pinhead.
Mung Mung, you oily little sellout! Wannabes, all of you, spit-shining your prosthetic limbs and whitewashing your liver spots for this wretched back-padding smarty party!
I take it you won't be attending.
The true mad scientist does not make public appearances. He does not wear the Hello, My Name Is badge. He strikes from below like a viper, or on high like a penny dropped from the tallest building around. He has only the one purpose. Do bad things to good people. With science!
So, Tick, what brings superheroes to the fair?
We're guinea-pigging for our pal, J.J. Vatos.
He's gonna switch our minds with his new mind-switching machine. How cool is that?
Tick, Vatos told us not to talk about it. Brian, we're not supposed to discuss the full nature of the experiment. It's kind of it's kind of a secret.
Well, can you tell us anything?
Well, Arthur's dating JJ's daughter.
Tick!
Chrome Dome, I want you to go down to that science fair.
What? I just got finished telling you about my boycott.
Chrome Dome, if what the Tick said is true, then Vatos has finally broken the mind transfer barrier, and he has a working device right there for the taking.
But Claire Shippengale, why?
Look at my face, Chrome Dome. What do you see?
I see a chair.
Exactly. And who else in this room is, shall we say, unsatisfied with the body fate has seen fit to hand them?
Yeah.
You know, I really cannot believe you, Tick. I am not dating Carmelita, okay? We're just...
Oh, you're just mad because you haven't kissed her yet.
I don't want to talk about this.
Come on, man. Make the four-lipped butterfly.
Okie doke. Vitals look good. No signs of central nervous system damage. Looks like the transfer was a success.
Mm-hmm. That's great, Daddy. Really.
Pumpkin, you seem distracted. Lab rat for your thoughts.
Oh, Daddy. How long were you and Mom dating before you kissed her?
Why, I asked her to marry me 2 minutes after I met her. Of course, those were the old days. Everybody was worried about polio. But then again, these are the 90s. I say, kiss the boy. He's probably just shy.
Good heavens. This place is enormous.
Well, Vatos is in booth 41.
Check. Okay, here's 167, 166, 165, 160. Fire! To safety jump!
Wait, how are you?
Clear the area! Nobody panic!
I'm not panicking. I'm exhibiting my new invention! Temperature fire! Look! The marshmallows aren't even toasting! They remain at comfortable 68 degrees!
Hey, cat man, what's the point?
Help!
Don't worry. You have nothing to fear from Tang Tang. He's only testing you. But likewise, don't resist, for he can crush you quite easily. The tongue is a very powerful muscle, and Tang Tang is all tongue. I am Dr. Meng Meng. Now release the nice moth man, Tang Tang. Here is an individually wrapped slice of processed cheese.
There you are. Now, come on, Arthur. We can't fool around all day.
Lick it.
Well, the floor of the Mad Science Fair is buzzing with rumors about the mind transfer device J.J. Vatos plans to unveil today.
I'm joined now by Dr. Emmett Peely, one of the early pioneers of the mind transfer field. Professor Peely, you bowed out of the MT race several years ago. Why is that?
Well, Brian, I had a little setback. Let's just say I was in Africa playing a game of musical chairs with my mind, and when the music stopped, I was sitting in the zebra chair.
I see. Well, why couldn't you just switch back?
Well, for one thing, I hadn't quite perfected my device. Also, I can't find my body.
So what are you working on these days, Professor?
No, you know, lion repellents, lion alarm, lion proofing.
Well, she kissed me once. Yes, we were in Mexico. Right on the cheek.
Tick, just leave me alone.
Your target area, however, will be the lips.
Oh, there you are, boys. We gotta get backstage. I'm presenting next.
Hi, Arthur.
Oh, hi, Carmelita.
Gizzards. Come on, out of the city.
Stop it.
Fellow scientists, have you ever needed an extra pair of strong, masterful hands around the lab? Or an extra body to handle the heavy lifting? Well, sure, we all have. Then let me present Can a Man, a Man in a Can. He does whatever you want. He can bench press about 240 pounds, and after an hour, he disappears into a cloud of fragrant potpourri.
Say, Professor Vatos, you've tested this thing, right?
Oh, sure. I tried it out on a couple of lab rats like 5 minutes ago.
Rats? What, that's it? You're going to go from lab rats straight to humans? Shouldn't you throw a few monkeys in there or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right there, right there. Oh, that's great, that's great. He also comes in sandalwood and pine.
Okay, let's go, boys.
Couldn't we run a few more tests, Doctor? I mean, I...
Don't worry, Arthur. Dad's a genius. Well, good luck.
Kiss her. Come on, man.
Go on, leader. Kiss the boy. Maybe next time. Oh, hey.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
The first step towards world peace is understanding. As the saying goes, you can't really understand a man until you've walked a mile in his moccasins. Now, imagine how well you can understand a person if you were to walk the same distance in his feet. Well, that's what mind transfer is all about.
Ah, warm, fuzzy, nice. What good is science if no one gets hurt?
Okay, here goes nothing.
Cat! Arthur! It's me in here! I made it! I'm an Arthur Knot!
Thank you! Thank you!
Daddy!
You should all be ashamed of yourselves! What is your word? And your moccasin walking and your potpourri. You're not mad scientists. You're a bunch of hippies.
Stop right there, Chrome Dome.
Gah!
Mad, how dumb are you? Trying to be all villainy right under the nose of the mighty Tick.
Yeah, yeah, you sure got me. But you are not exactly yourself now, are you?
That's new. Arthur, my body is a weapon. Use it.
Oh, right. Oh, Rocky Horse, giddy up, giddy up.
I don't think so.
Arthur, how do you get anywhere with these wings?
I fly, Tick.
Oh, yeah. Arthur, leap, man, leap!
All right, all right! Daddy!
I'm okay, Pumpkin, but we've got to get my device back.
Boy, you're a fragile little thing, aren't you, Arthur?
Yeah, I know. So stop banging me around.
And you get a little gassy when you're under stress.
All right, all right. Let's just split up and find Chrome Dome, okay, Tick?
Okay, me.
Hand it over, Chrome Dome.
You lack your father's flair for pacifism. All right, you win, Miss Vatos. Here is the device.
Chrome Dome! Where is it?
No, Tickling Arthur! It's me, it's Carmelita!